Host for There Is Hope is Richard Dover.
Well, welcome to There Is Hope TV. I'm your host, Pastor Richard Dover. Today's topic is going to be chiggers and people. Now you're going to say, chiggers? What does chiggers have to do with the Bible? Well, chiggers themselves don't have to do with the Bible, but there are some things about chiggers that sometimes people are like chiggers. And you're going to understand what I mean in a moment here. But first, let me explain to you what chiggers are if you don't know what they are. I'm going to tell you what the dictionary says. Scientists call these creatures trabeculid mites, but they have a bunch of nicknames. They're called harvest mites, harvest bugs, lice, mowers, mites, red bugs, and chiggers. Technically, these are not insects. They're arachnids, which is the same family as spiders and ticks. Chiggers that are adults don't bite. It's the larvae that bite you. And that's what you have to watch out for. If you live in the country or you're out in the woods, out in the outdoors, especially in the summer and the early fall, you can have a problem with chiggers. So now that you know what chiggers are, let me explain to you what chiggers do. And I want you to think about if you've ever had anybody in your life or knowing somebody that has character traits of a chigger. Now, this is going to be some tough stuff, so listen to it. Once chiggers latch onto your pants or shirt, they crawl around until they find a patch of skin. There they use sharp, jaw-like claws to make tiny holes. Next, they inject saliva that turns some of your cells into mush. I want to read that to you again. Tell me if this sounds exciting. They use sharp, jaw-like claws to make tiny holes. Next, they inject saliva that turns some of your cells into mush. Now, I'm going to show you some pictures of what chiggers do to your body. I actually got chiggers. That kind of stirred up this topic. But you ask, why did they do it? The chiggers do this because they want to liquefy your cells so they can have food. They can stay attached to your skin for some time while they eat. Did you hear that? They can stay attached to your skin some time while they eat. So what do you want to do? You want to get those chiggers off of you as quick as you can. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But what are the symptoms if you have chiggers? Itching will last for several days and sometimes will wake you at night. You may also notice that your skin turns red and has bumps, blisters, or a hive-like rash that may take several weeks to heal. I can testify that it can take several weeks to heal. Now, when you go back to thinking about some people, is there some things that people in your life that have said or done things to you and it's taken you a while to get over it? Is there some scars, some wounds from what people have said or done? And it feels like even to this day, they're chewing at you? Well, we're going to talk more about that in just a moment, but I want to share something. How do you treat chiggers? You treat chiggers with anti-itch cream or ointment. And in some rare cases, you may need to have steroid shots to help calm you down from the itching and swelling. So as you can see, chiggers are not a nice thing. It's not something that you want to have the experience with chiggers. And I can tell you that I've experienced chiggers. It's not fun. But I would also tell you, I've experienced some people in my life at different times that were like chiggers. What if I should tell you some people can latch onto you? If you're not careful, they'll get their claws into you, maybe by the words that they say, maybe by the things that they do. If you're not careful, they'll make you feel like mush. Can anybody at all relate to what I'm sharing right now? Has there been people in your life, maybe it has even been your own family members, maybe it was your mom and dad, maybe it was somebody else in your life, an employer in your life. Maybe it was a spouse in your life, a relative in your life. But you've had some people who it seems like either they've latched onto you or people who have tried to turn you, to push you down and to get you discouraged and depressed, and people that attack your self-esteem and what have you. What about people that come across that you're not good enough? Anybody ever had somebody in your life that told you you're not good enough? I personally never had my parents tell me I'm not good enough, but what did happen, and again, my parents, they only knew what to operate with they had at the time. I don't hold grudges. I don't hate them, and I made choices along my life that I'm responsible for my choices, but I never heard that I did well, that I did good. If I got B's, I should have gotten A's. that I never heard any kind of praise. Never heard I love you. Maybe then a couple of times they ever hear from my parents that I love you. And so out of it, I felt like I was never good enough, and I've lived with performance orientation for years and had to battle that. To this day, at 65 years old, even as I have a new job, I feel like I'm not good enough. And even though I'm doing good, I think I'm doing good, but there's always a little voice that says you're not good enough. I've had to fight that off for many years, and actually those voices led to suicidal thoughts for years and years and years. And so sometimes people will give the message that you're not good enough. Another way that a person can be a chigger is that they take. It seems like that they want more and more of your time, that they drain you. Here's another way they take. If you have people that are addicts in your life, you know what they do. They want to take of your finances. They want to steal your heart from you. They want to make you feel guilty and bad because you're not helping them out, and they always have a need and they always need to be rescued, and they're taking. Another way somebody can be like a chigger is to be abusive. That abusers are like chiggers. Maybe you've been in an abusive situation. You've had people who've done nothing but harm you on a regular basis. They're narcissistic individuals that don't care about you but only themselves. And maybe they've wounded you physically, emotionally, spiritually. Maybe that they have a hook on you even to this day. Now, I want to share something with you before I go any further. Now, every single one of us needs to move beyond the past. If we're a believer in Jesus Christ, we know Jesus is our Lord and Savior, God wants to heal us from the past. And listen, your past is not your present. If you're not careful, if you don't get healed of the past, you can read into things as if they are the past. And what do I mean by that? Is that somebody could do something that they have no ill will whatsoever. They have no reason to harm you or hurt you, but they do something that makes you feel like the past. And if you don't move beyond the past, you'll read into what they're doing as something that is evil, that is something wrong, when again, they had good intentions and they weren't doing anything wrong at all. You can move beyond your past. You can be healed. And part of being moved beyond your past is you have to address your own decisions. You can't control what other people have done in the past. What you can control is how you handle those situations. But I'm jumping ahead of myself. That's another series. Moving beyond your past. Let's continue on about chiggers. Here's the end result. The end result, when we have people that are like chiggers in our life, is we have many symptoms that comes from that. We can have low self-esteem, fear, apathy, hopelessness, depression, suicidal, frustration, anger. Did I miss one of your emotions? If you've had a chigger person in your life, there's some kind of emotion that you have that probably happens with that. And so the end result, you feel like, again, somebody is sucking life out of you. It seems like we can't shake these symptoms off. They attach themselves to us and they suck the very life out of us. Is anyone relating to what I'm saying? Well, I think what we need to do is find a solution. What's the solution to people who are like chiggers? Now listen to me. What I'm going to share with you are Bible principles that if you apply them, that you can deal with the chiggers in your life. Now if you look at chiggers in real life, the solution is the anti-itch cream. Is you put a solution on you to help you to not feel the itching. Listen to me. You may still have itching going on. You may still have that there's some destruction to your body from the chiggers. But the ointment is to make it that you don't feel the damage so that you're not scratching the area that's been wounded so that you can have healing. Listen, if you apply the Word of God, I'm going to tell you, you may not get healed completely in every area of your life, but if you apply the Word of God, if you apply the biblical principles I'm going to share with you, what will happen is those wounds, those scars, the damage that's been done to you won't be as strong, and you can prevent jiggers attaching onto you. So in real life, what you do is if you're going out in the field, you wear long socks, you put your trousers inside the socks, inside your boots, you zip up your boots, and then they can't get to your skin. They may get on your clothing, but they can't get in your skin. And to keep them from getting on your clothing, you spray insecticide, pesticide on your body, on your clothing, I should say, and that'll keep them away, or if they do get on it, they die. And so there's some things you should do to stay away from people who are like chiggers. And there's things that you can do if people have come at you. And they may come at you in different ways. They may try to bring up your past and taunt your past in front of you. They may turn around and again, they may try to consume your time and your energy. There may be people who want to gossip and complain and grumble. And they're just sucking life out of you. There's some Bible principles that you can apply. So how do you deal with chiggers? You need to protect yourself from people who are like chiggers. The first thing you need to do is avoid such people. Did you hear me? There's certain people you just can't be around. There's certain people because they're so dysfunctional, because maybe they're even evil. Maybe they're deceived. Maybe they don't even know what they're doing. But the best thing is to stay away from, avoid such people. And we're going to look at some Bible verses here. First one is 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. But now I have written to you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or a covetousness or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortionist with such a one, do not even eat with them. For such one, do not eat with them. This is talking about those who are Christians who are not acting like Christians, who are not, we're not talking about people that struggle with things. We're not talking about people who have some sin in their life. We all have some sin in our life. We're talking about people who have wickedness in their life. People are doing evil things. For example, an abuser, someone that's physically, emotionally, or mentally, spiritually abusing you. What does it say? It says, with such one, do not even eat with them. In other words, don't have fellowship with them. Don't be around them. Okay? You just need to draw the line. You need to set a boundary. I can't be around people who act this way. And so one of the best things you can do is don't even get in debate. The next verse we're going to look at is 2 Thessalonians 3:6. That's 2 Thessalonians 3:6. 2 Thessalonians 3:6 says, now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walks disorderly and not after tradition which he received of us. What that's saying is somebody who is not walking according to the Word of God, not following the principles of the Scripture, that and you're to stay away from them. Now, of course, we need to minister to people. We need to reach out to the brother that stumbles. It says those who are spiritual reach out to the weaker brother, all those kind of things. But we're talking about somebody that's an abuser, somebody that is keeps just tearing you apart. We're talking about a chigger type person that it says that we should avoid them. Let me tell you, you need to avoid people that are like that, because the reality is they're going to gnaw at you. They're happy. They get joy out of being a pain to you. You know what I'm talking about. You know who those people are. It's best to avoid them. Next thing I want to talk about is to avoid foolish talk. Avoid foolish talks. Avoid vain imaginations. What this is talking about is avoid and don't get into debates with people who are fools, who act foolish. If you act foolish, you're a fool. Individuals who are out there to just cause you problems and trouble, there comes a place where you have to draw the line. Now listen, when I say all this, you set boundaries up. That doesn't mean you hate the person. Doesn't mean you pray for evil against the person. But what it means is there comes a place where you can't participate. Listen, if you got chiggers crawling on your leg, you don't just let them just be crawling on your leg. What do? You slap them off. You get rid of them. If you got to wash your clothes, you wash your clothes. You jump in and take a shower. You do everything you can to get the chiggers off of you. Sometimes you have to set boundaries with people. There are going to be those who want to bring up your past, that this seems like they have joy to bring up the sins of the past. Now listen, if the sins are of the past, that's one thing. If they're your present sins and you're acting in stubbornness, you're acting in rebellion, and you're blatant and willful sin and somebody brings correction in your life, they're not chiggers. They're actually gifts from God. If there are those who are calling you to a place of repentance, you need to see them as a gift from God, not as somebody that's out to get you. But if you have people in your life that seem to always want to bring up your past, use it against you, hold it against you, I want you to know something. Your past is forgiven. It's been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. The First John says what? It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you've confessed your sins and repented of your sins, then your past cannot be held against you. And you're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. God doesn't hold your sins against you. And so if others are doing that, you need, again, good chance you have to avoid them, not be around them. Romans 8:1. Most of you know it. Romans 8:1. Romans 8:1. There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Let's read again. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, which no longer walk under the flesh, but after the Spirit. Listen, if you're walking after Jesus, you're chasing after God, you want to serve God and honor God, you don't have to feel condemnation or shame, even if somebody's trying to put it on you. Do not let them eat at you. Your testimony. Listen, here's a great way to deal with people who are chiggers, who try to bring up your past, who are turning around and causing you all kinds of different problems and headache and heartache, and it feels like they're just trying to bring destruction into your life, is you need to know something. God is on your side. God is on your side. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You can be assured that God is on your side. It's kind of like God is that pesticide. It's kind of like God is that when you spray that pesticide all over your body to protect you from chiggers, you need to know something. God is on your side. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Whatever the person says or does, in the end, they cannot win. Something else I want you to think about. If you're walking in righteousness, if you're in right standing with God, then no matter what somebody says or does, you can have the assurance that you're right with Jesus. Now, there is a passage in Scripture, it's a powerful passage, it's Revelation 12:10-11. Revelation 12:10-11. I love this passage of Scripture. There's a lot of power in a testimony. This is Revelation chapter 12, 10 and 11. Now this is talking about the devil. How do you know some people sometimes act like the devil? And I heard a loud voice say in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Listen, the accuser of the brethren, the devil. Maybe it's your own mind. Maybe there aren't chiggers, there aren't people who are chiggers in your life. Maybe it's your own mind. Maybe it's your guilt and shame and other things that you felt. You felt condemnation. You're not claiming. The passage of Scripture says there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus for those who love him. And so maybe there's a taunting that goes on your mind that is from you, or maybe there's things that others do. Listen, listen, listen. And they overcame him, the accuser, by the blood of the Lamb. That the blood of Jesus Christ shields you, protects you from the accuser. You can know if the devil's speaking, he is lying. If you know the old saying, how do you know the devil's lying if his lips move? Listen, there's other people. You know they're lying as soon as their lips move. They cannot have power or control over you because you're covered by the blood of the Lamb. You need to proclaim that. And it says also, and by the word of their testimony, walk in righteousness, walk in the holiness of God, be in right standing with God, and then whatever anybody says or does, it doesn't matter. It's like with me, as I work out in the country now, out in the woods, I spray that bug spray all over me. I have certain clothes that I wear. I've cinched my boots up. I do whatever I can so that those chiggers cannot get to me. And I confess that that pesticide is going to work properly. My clothing is going to work properly. And that I am covered from head to toe with protection. And listen, you're covered by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. That your testimony, what God has done in your life, is your protection against those who are chiggers in your life. Clear conscience, 1 Peter 3:16. 1 Peter 3:16. Here's something that's powerful. If you have a clear conscience with God, you're right with God, you can have peace. Listen to this. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation or your good testimony, your clear conscience in Christ. Listen, if they speak evil of you as evildoers, they'll be ashamed for falsely making those statements against you. When you're in right standing with God, it doesn't matter. They can say whatever they want to say. It doesn't matter. God is going to protect you. God's going to be on your side in the end. Listen to me. If you have people at your job that get you fired, God's still on your side. He just has a promotion someplace else. Listen, there's nothing anybody can do to you that God doesn't have a solution and answer for, and that God will give you the victory. And the last one I want to share is Matthew chapter 5, 10, 11. Listen, everything I've told you doesn't stop and prevent necessarily somebody doing something to come at you. Listen, I can get all the protection I want to go out in the field, but that doesn't say that there will not be some chigger getting on me somehow. I may still get a rash. I may still have a chigger that wants to turn my flesh into mush. You can't stop everything coming your way. We live in a sinful, fallen world. So there may be people who are like chiggers that are evildoers that come into your life. But here's a promise. This promise is applicable to anything that goes in life because we need to understand we're heaven bound. We're heaven bound. This isn't our home. Heaven's our home. And we want to look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 11. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 11. Matthew 5, verses 10 to 11. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall in all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Listen, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In the end of the day, here's the truth. No matter what people do to you, no matter they may persecute you, cause you harm, they can even cause you so much harm that it leads to your death. The good news, we are heaven bound. Our home is heaven. So the worst that can happen, listen, if I had chiggers over my whole body and they took over my body and turned my body to mush and I turn around and my body actually is deteriorating from so many chiggers, the worst thing that happens is I die and then I see Jesus face to face. We need to get a perspective. No matter what somebody may say or do, what they've said in the past, what they may say in the present, what may happen to us in the future, what we need to know, we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, that we're a child of the Most High God, that God does not hear those accusations that they make, and that in the end of the day, we're going to spend eternity with Jesus Christ. And when we're in heaven, we're not going to be sharing war stories of how bad and terrible it was on earth. When we're in heaven, we're not going to be grumbling about what happened on earth. When we're in heaven, it is not going to be a thought in our mind about the persecution that took place, the abuse that took place, that we're going to be glorifying Jesus Christ. We're going to experience a peace that we cannot even explain. We're going to experience a joy that can't even be explained, that we are going to have a glorious hallelujah life in heaven. And so it's so immaterial what happens here on this earth. Now listen to me. I'm not saying that if you have a trigger type person in your life, it's not hard. I'm not saying that it's not painful. I'm not saying that you won't get depressed or discouraged. But what I'm saying is you have power and authority over those who come against you. And again, walk a righteous, holy life so their accusations are false. Be covered by the blood of the Lamb. Now, I want to finish this by sharing a couple things with you. One, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you're not covered by the blood of the Lamb. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have His grace giving you the ability to live a righteous life. If you don't have Jesus Christ as your advocate, then you're trying to defend yourself on your own good deeds, on your own good works. That's only going to go so far. So you need to make a commitment to Christ. At the end of this broadcast, we're going to tell you how to do that. The other thing I want to tell you is every single one of us, if we're a follower of Christ, we don't need to be controlled by the past, and we need to move beyond our past. So please stay tuned. We're going to share with you how you can learn how to move beyond your past. Now listen, maybe you were not a victim, but you were the aggressor. Maybe in your past, you're the one that was the abuser. You can move beyond the past too. So this course, Moving Beyond Your Past, will help you live a victorious, overcoming life and never be controlled again by your past. When it comes up, when it rises up, when things happen to you that make you think of your past, you're going to have principles to overcome those so that you can walk in victory.
This is Pastor Rich. Do you need to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Romans 10:13 says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." John 1:7 says, "You must be born again." Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And Matthew 1:15 says, "Repent you and believe the gospel." Will you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? If you want to get more information, you can always go to our website to learn how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can go to thereishopetv.org. That's thereishopetv.org, and we have information on frequently asked questions about Christianity. We let you know step by step how to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. I encourage you to go to thereishopetv.org. That is thereishopetv.org. Also, I want to let you know if you would like to talk to me personally, you can always give me a call toll free anytime. 1-866-1-GOD.
You've been listening to There Is Hope with Pastor Richard Dover. Through Jesus Christ, we can live a victorious life.